Bible 3. And I please note that assistive listening devices are used in the council chamber available from the clerk staff to my immediate right. Please ensure that all cell phones are turned off or placed on silent. I will now call on Councillor DeBoer to start the meeting with a prayer and then the national anthem.
Help us this day to run with patience the race set before us. May neither opposition without nor discouragement within divert us from our goal. Inspire us to both strength of main and steadfast of purpose, that we may meet all fears and difficulties with unwavering courage, and may fulfill quiet the fidelity of the tasks committed to our charge.
Carrying a different version.
Yeah, that was a cappella.
I would like to take a moment of silence in a memory of a victim of a senseless act of violence that took place in Toronto on April 23rd, 2018. I know this is May 15th, but we really haven't had a council meeting since for Andrea Canfleck Braden, who has a Caledon connection as she graduated from Robert F. Hall in 2003. I'll ask everybody to join us in a moment of silence in the memory of Andrea, because I think it's the right thing to do for a census tragic event. Is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest tonight? Councillor Innes.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. I'd like to disclose pecuniary interest with regards to the General Committee with the public meeting request for potential sale of land, as well as the Planning Development Committee with regards to the public meeting for the proposed Triple Crown development, 15717 Airport Road. As this property is neighboring to a piece of property owned by my father and uncle.
Okay. Any others? If not, I will now move on to the confirmation of minutes. Council meeting minutes dated April 17, 2018 be approved. Moved by Councillor DeBoer, seconded by Councillor McClure. All in favor? Carried. Any urgent business at this point in time? Councillor Shaughnessy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm not sure how we want to do this. I know we just had a resident come in who wants to delegate. And I'd like to deal with the delegation first and see if anything comes out of that. I don't know if, what we have to do other than to waive the procedural bylaw to allow it.
Wait. Is it an item that's on the agenda?
Well, it's within the agenda.
Okay.
Can you clarify a little more, please?
No, I don't wish to clarify it anymore. I think it has to do with harassment. It has to do with in your licensing, which. And does it have to be on the agenda if
yes.
Council waives the procedural bylaw?
Yes.
Yes, it does need to be on the agenda for consideration. The council always has a choice to waive the procedural bylaw if they choose to. I would never recommend that, as there's a process for either yourself or someone to bring something to a general committee agenda meeting.
Then I would have to go into urgent business, and then would that allow them to speak to the issue?
No.
So let's waive the procedural bylaw to allow them to speak.
So that requires a motion in writing, and that also requires two-thirds of council to permit that.
What I'm asking first is, though, can we deal with the delegation and deal with urgent business?
No.
Or do
no.
we have to deal with urgent business and then deal with a delegation?
So those are two, through the chair to Councillor Shaughnessy, those are two separate items. So both would require waiving of the procedural bylaw in full.
Okay. So I'm just trying to figure out which is the best way to do it to make it not so complicated.
So again, if you had come to me to explain, we could have talked about this prior to. So this is completely news to me. So.
Well, I think residents should be able to come before council, and it shouldn't have to be a presentation, and it shouldn't. If there's something urgent that arose
so
over the weekend.
So your opportunity to change that is through the procedural bylaw, as you know, because you're part of the procedural bylaw committee.
Yep.
So that that isn't provided in the procedural bylaw. So if you choose to waive the procedural bylaw, that will require two-thirds of council to do that.
Yes. So at the Region Appeal on Thursday, we waived the procedural bylaw to allow a motion to come out of a delegation, and those regional councillors were all present when we did that. So is that available here at the Town of Caledon?
Our procedural bylaw is different than the Region of Appeals bylaw. Without knowing what the matter is about or anything, I can't comment.
Then I will start off with, yes, I have urgent business.
Okay. Okay. So we'll need a motion.
So again, through the mayor, as you know, the procedural bylaw requires a motion without notice first before the urgent business can be introduced. That requires two-thirds of council. If two-thirds of council wishes to hear any urgent business, then that matter can come before council for consideration. But council will need to know what it's about before they can decide what that motion is.
Can you tell us what it's about? Councillor Shaughnessy, please.
I'm happy to, if that's how we would like to do that. Okay, so it is urgent because it came up on Friday and over the weekend. And this council has always said that they wanted to squash adversarial dialogue within social media, and so I'm bringing an item forward that I think needs to be squashed, actually. So let me explain. Skid Crease's articles have changed from being insulting and have escalated to threatening and intimidation and bullying and misogynistic behavior.
All right, so Councillor Shaughnessy, I'm going to get you to do the motion. So I'm going to take a five-minute break here so we can get it down on paper here.
Just to waive the procedural bylaw?
Yes.
Okay. That shouldn't be difficult.
Okay, I need a mover and a seconder, so I consider that Councillor Shaughnessy would move this. Councillor Shaughnessy? Yeah, okay. I need a seconder that the urgent business matter regarding Skid Crease articles be discussed. Okay. There's no discussion. I'll call the question. All in favor?
Thank you, Your Worship. A recorded vote has been called on the motion. So all those in favor, please stand. So Councillor Shaughnessy, Councillor McClure, Councillor Groves. All those in opposition? Opposed? Councillor Innes, Mayor Thompson, Councillor Beffert, Councillor Downey, Councillor DeBoer. Motion fails.
Yes. I'm going to call in the CAO.
Yes, just through you, Mr. Mayor. Now that the motion has failed, just to give you a little bit of advice, is that if this matter needs to be discussed further, the opportunity would be at the next committee meeting, which is scheduled for May the 29th, if memory serves me correct, and a notice of motion could be put forward by any member of council. Okay.
Thank you. Move on to committee recommendations from general committee meeting, date report May 1st. Moved by Councillor McClure, second by Councillor DeBoer, that May 1st, 2018 General Committee report recommendations regarding the following consent items be adopted. Staff report 2018-46, revisions of municipal alcohol policy. Staff report 2018-47, proposed all-way stop Torbram Road at Old School Road. Staff report 2018-9, 2018 property tax rates levy. Staff report 2018-39, noise bylaw exemption request, Caledon East sewage pump station upgrades at 15897 Airport Road, Ward 3. 2018 accessibility awards for business awards a recipient. Confidential report 2018-10, small claims court matter between Robert John Frary and the corporation, the town of Caledon, concerning property of 14687 Credit View Road. Confidential staff report 2018-14, several town road allowances within the Forks of the Credit Provincial Park, Dominion Street, Ward 1. Councillor Beffert.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I have a motion regarding the request from Knox United Church. It's a housekeeping motion, but the clerk has it.
Okay. For me? It's not this one, it's the next one. This is the next one. Okay, we got that clarified. All in favor? Guys, I need to vote. All in favor, please. Thank you. Okay, here we go. Moved by Councillor Shaughnessy, second by Councillor McClure, that May 1st, 2018 General Committee report recommendation regarding the consent item, staff report 2018-42, request from Knox United Church Cemetery Trustees be adopted. And we have amendment. Moved by Councillor Beffert, second by Councillor Shaughnessy, that the following paragraph be added, that the preparation of the agreement and the sale fee at the amount of $1,582 be waived. Any discussion on the amendment? If not, all in favor? Carried. Now back to the original motion. Any discussion? If not, all in favor? Carried. Moved by Councillor DeBoer, second by Councillor McClure, that the May 1st, 2018 General Committee recommendation regarding public transit service in Caledon, accessible transportation be adopted. And I do believe there's an amendment here. Moved by Councillor Groves, second by Councillor Shaughnessy, that the matter be referred back to staff to obtain clarification regarding the motion and the report back. Okay. Councillor Groves.
Thank you. I'm referring it back because at the last committee meeting at Accessibility Transportation, staff at the region were not clear on what the committee is asking. They have reassured, and I'd like to reassure everyone, that the region will continue its service, but they're looking for some clarification. So hopefully the committee will be able to provide that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. All in favor? Carried. Back to the original motion. All in favor? Carried.
Councillor Ennis.
Moved by Councillor DeBoer, second by Councillor Shaughnessy, that the May 1st, 2018 General Committee report recommendation regarding the notice of motion public meeting request for potential sale of the town land be adopted. Any questions? None? Call the vote. All in favor? Carried. Moved by Councillor DeBoer, second by Councillor Beffert, that May 1st, 2018 General Committee report recommendations regarding the following items be adopted. Staff report 2018-43, Alton Cemetery fees for 2018. Accessibility Advisory Committee report update April 19th, 2018. Options for a commemorative naming of Bill Ray. Investigation and report back regarding illegal trucking depots. Correspondence for consideration of Caledonese Community Complex Center expansion, request to present from an environmental defense, request of a presentation from the Canadian Union of Postal Workers. Councillor Shaughnessy.
This has to do with the trucking depots, the illegal trucking depots, and the motion. It refers to investigate and prepare a report, but there's absolutely no guidelines as when it's coming back to council. And I'm wondering if staff could give us a date and we could amend it to so we have some sort of certainty.
So you just thought we were sitting there.
Through Mayor Thompson to Councillor Shaughnessy, I would suggest first quarter of 2019 would be the ideal date, given that it won't be back before this council.
Oh, okay. Well, I think if you don't mind, Mr. Mayor, I'd just like to amend that it comes back the first quarter of 2019 so people understand when it's coming back. I think it provides a little more clarity.
Okay. We've got to do an amendment, sorry. Yep. Mm-hmm. First quarter 2019. We have a seconder for that, Councillor Ennis? Okay. I need a seconder, Councillor Downey. Thank you.
No, Councillor Downey seconded it.
Moved by Councillor Shaughnessy, second by Councillor Downey, the following words be added to the last paragraph, the first quarter of 2019. Councillor Ennis.
Thank you, and thank you, Councillor Shaughnessy, for catching that there was no time limit on that. I do have a question of concern, because part of the report is requesting that staff not only provide the recommendations, but also look at the resourcing that's necessary, especially in the interim, to resolve some of these issues. And Q1 2019 is a little bit late for the budget, because we're going to be doing it around the same time. So knowing that we're preparing the budget, knowing that this item should be part of those budget discussions, that report may need to come prior to that budget or at the same time.
And that, so through the mayor to council, is that the intent? So because of the election, actually the budget's a little later, and it will be in the first quarter of 2019. So staff are aware that absolutely they need to come in concert with the budget.
So I would feel more comfortable if the wording actually said to be presented in the 2019 budget. Because I think that there's a difference between it coming in Q1, which is any time before April, and actually making sure that it's part of those budget discussions.
Okay, so procedurally through the mayor to council, you've got two options. This can be withdrawn, or you can choose to amend the amendment.
Okay, well, I can't withdraw it. So if the discussion around that continues, then I will make that amendment if the mover and seconder don't. The other question that I do have is, it's a long time between now and Q1 2019. So some of the interim measures that had been discussed in the initial report and the memo, is there anything that can be done by this term of council to address some of those concerns? Because I know that part of the issue is the court and going to court and doing all of that. But in the meantime, that road is getting beat up. The pedestrians don't have a safe place to walk up and down. And this is becoming an increasing issue. And every time bylaw goes out and places an order, 2 weeks later, another truck is in there.
So through the mayor to council, and it sounds like you're talking about a particular property rather than the motion.
Oh, no, I'm talking about, I don't know, 30, 40 properties in that one section.
Okay, so you sounded like you're speaking to something specific. Unfortunately, until we have different measures in place, staff or bylaw will continue to do their enforcement as they can based on complaints. And we will bring the matters for prosecution if they merit those. But at this time, those are the only resources and only opportunities that we have at this time.
Thank you.
Would the mover be okay with the friendly amendment?
Okay. I'm assuming when this motion came forward that there were going to be implications to the 2019 budget. Is that correct?
So through the mayor to Councillor Shaughnessy, I can't preempt what the staff's work, but potentially, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I think what to amend this to make everybody happy, it would be that this motion would be considered in the financial implications be considered in the 2019 budget. If we want to just round it out a little bit more, I could amend it to say that.
So again, through the mayor to Councillor Shaughnessy, I believe Ms. Fusco has the amendment to the amendment for that to deal with that.
That's fine.
So, Madam Clerk, I'm going to ask, so this is a friendly amendment, so we don't have to do it as two amendments. We can do it as one, correct?
So, through your worship, as you know, as I've told, there's no such thing as a friendly amendment. So we've got the wording here for you.
Okay, the words in the first quarter 2019 be deleted and replaced with 2019 budget process. Moved by Councillor Shaughnessy, second by Councillor Innes. Okay. All in favor? Carried. Now we'll go back to the amendment as amended, which is the following words be added to the last paragraph. Okay, we got that, so we'll... Oh, Councillor Innes.
Just asking for a recorded vote, please.
Okay.
Thank you, Your Worship. A recorded vote has been called on the amendment to the amendment. All those in favor, please stand. Councillor Shaughnessy, Councillor Innes, Councillor McClure, Mayor Thompson, Councillor Beffert, Councillor Downey, Councillor DeBoer, Councillor Groves. Carried unanimously.
Okay. Then back to the original motion from what was already said. All in favor? Recorded vote? Okay, recorded vote on the whole thing. Okay. There we go.
Thank you, Your Worship. A recorded vote's been called. All those in favor, please stand. Councillor Shaughnessy, Councillor Innes, Councillor McClure, Mayor Thompson, Councillor Beffert, Councillor Downey, Councillor DeBoer, Councillor Grove. Carried unanimously.
Moved by Councillor DeBoer, second by Councillor Downey, that May 1st, 2018 Planning and Development Committee report be received. All in favor? Opposed? It's carried. Moved by Councillor DeBoer, second by Councillor Shaughnessy, that May 1st, 2018 Planning and Development Committee report recommendations regarding the following items, consent items, be adopted. Heritage Caledon report. April 9th, 2018, proposed heritage designation for Moffett House, 6500 Patterson Side Road, Ward 4. Proposed heritage designation of the Wilson Farmhouse, 12701 here Ontario Street, Ward 2. And Belt Heritage Resource Inventory. All in favor? Carried. Okay, Councillor Innes. Moved by Councillor DeBoer, second by Councillor Shaughnessy, that May 1st, 2018 Planning and Development Committee report regarding notice of motion, public meeting of proposed Triple Crown development, 15717 Airport Road be adopted. All in favor? Carried. Moved by Councillor DeBoer, second by Councillor Downey, that May 1st, 2018 Planning and Development Committee report recommendations regarding the following items be adopted. Staff report 2018-45 recommendations for allocation of designated heritage property grant funding for 2018. Staff report 2018-48 provincial regional planning initiatives and implications on land use planning in Caledon. Second dwelling units for farm help on agricultural properties within the Niagara Escarpment Plan. All in favor? Carried. Okay. I will now move on to presentations. I will now call upon Peter Talias and Chris Thompson, co-founders ICANN We Can, to approach the podium to provide a presentation concerning ICANN We Can initiative, motivating youth in our communities. Please note, according to our procedural bylaw, you're provided 10 minutes for your presentation, and members of council will have, if there's any questions, we'll ask them afterwards.
All right. Thank you, Your Worship. Thank you so much for having me here today, guys. My name is Peter Talias, and I have some property here in Caledon. I bought a couple of years ago, and I have my landscaping company that I was able to keep here in Caledon, keep the jobs here, so I greatly appreciate it, first of all. Secondly, we're doing a huge event to help motivate kids to bring awareness to goal setting and positive thinking in our community. We did a showcase, I believe it was about 2.5 years ago, at the Hershey Center, where we brought 5,000 kids from all over the region of Peel. We gave free tickets away to kids that were doing positive things, and we brought characters like Snoop Dogg and 2 Chainz and Mark Cuban and Lennox Lewis. And now you say, why would you bring Snoop Dogg, right? You know, isn't he a bad influence? Well, our target audience is kids that are in bad neighborhoods that look up to people like Snoop Dogg. And to get the kids to believe in goal setting, we have to get those type of people to come in to get them to buy in. So it was a huge success. We had over 5,000 kids. We had 35 A-list celebrities in a city called Mississauga. I wish we had a big place like that here in Caledon, but maybe one day we will, you know what I mean, God willing. And we're looking to do the same thing this summer. So us coming here today is not to ask for anything. It's a little bit different. We're actually here to give. And we're looking to give away 500 tickets to council and or to your partners to give away to kids in the city of Caledon that are doing positive things, possibly with the OPP. There's different, the Shea Project, and there's different other things that are going on in Caledon that we could give these tickets to the kids with God willing, with the OPP, and partnering up with A-list celebrities that I plan to bring to Caledon. So my ask to you is if you could give me the opportunity to give those tickets away. We have some big names coming this summer. There's a fellow named Drake, and I'm wearing his tracksuit here today because he really wants to help kids, and he has this song called God's Plan where he was giving away $1 million to kids all over Miami. So we're looking to do something huge. We have the Powerade Center booked for this summer, but we have a lot of people, a lot of buzz going, so much that actually I'm traveling to the Vatican on Sunday to meet the Pope on Tuesday in an OVO tracksuit, right? So, you know what I mean? I'm sure there's a lot of prayers that have been happening and a lot of people putting it together, so I greatly appreciate that. So if you could just consider what we're trying to do, if you have any suggestions on what we could do possibly in Caledon or what we could do better, we're not literally looking for sponsors. It's already kind of looked after. You know, I've got a lot of people that just rally behind us and like what we're doing. And all we're trying to do is create the biggest positive movement all over Caledon, Mississauga, Brampton, and Toronto. In Toronto, what we've done is we've partnered up with the city, and we're putting up positive stickers across the whole poles. Never give up. Smile, you're beautiful. You're amazing. Now, it's not about logos. Even though ICANN Weekend is what we're doing, I was prepared to rip my name off the thing and just, like, get everybody involved. You know what I mean? So our whole objective is to give the whole arena away for free to all the people that would come and bring their networks in and just create a positive buzz. Instead of everybody kind of trying to get the same turf and everybody arguing over the same piece of steak, if we split the steak up, everybody can still eat, the kids can get gold books, and we can all do high fives and smile at a stranger. So I really appreciate your time, and together we can, and I just want to thank you again for believing in me, because when you guys helped me out a couple years ago when I came in here, is able for me to continue doing what I'm doing, and I greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. So thank you so much for your time. I know your time is very important, and I don't want to keep you anymore. So thank you for having us, and smile, you're beautiful. We appreciate everything you do for Caledon, and it's great people like you that make this city wonderful. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Peter. But I do have some, Jeff, you can just wait here.
Okay,
we have some questions here.
I get too excited, sorry.
That's okay. Councillor Downey.
Thank you, through Mayor Thompson. I don't really have a question. How are you feeling, Peter?
I'm feeling good. I mean, I've had a rough week, but, you know, I'm getting through it. You know, it's complicated. But thank you. I'm happy to be
here.
I love
your energy. I guess, okay, I'll put it in the form of a question. I believe that we have lots of space for synergies in a lot of the youth focus groups in Caledon. The mayor just hosted his youth summit, Boys and Girls Club Appeal. Lots of great opportunities for you to branch out and cast your web wide. I love your energy. I love everything you're doing. So, you know, I'm here. I know the rest of council is here to help you do that. If there are groups that you have or haven't spoken to, let us know.
Sure. Okay, that'd be great. Perfect.
Okay. Right. Councillor Groves.
Thank you. Peter, thank you for coming, and Chris, you look awesome. Peter, actually, I'd like to commend you for all that you have done. Mayor Thompson, I'm going to ask you for a little bit of leeway because I don't have a question, but I really think it's important to recognize Peter for the work that he's been doing. And considering, Peter, you've invested a lot of your own funds into helping these kids. I know that the OPP has a youth leadership program here, and they'd be happy to work with you. And I know, Peter, that you've had some personal tragedy in your family, and certainly my heart and my condolences go out to you. But you continue to work through those challenges and help these kids. And that's really how unselfish you are, looking to create not divisiveness, but certainly to help those kids along. Chez Place is looking forward to working with you. We do have a meeting that we're looking to organize with yourself and also with the Boys and Girls Club of Peel and the OPP so that everybody can sort of working, instead of working in silos, will work together. Your I Can, We Can, your goal book, that is a really important thing for those kids because what it shows, and I think we had the conversation that you wanted to meet the Pope one day, and here you are. You'll be going to Italy to meet the Pope. I think that that's a very strong message to the community, to the kids, that whatever they put their minds to, they can achieve it. It takes support from people like yourselves, ourselves, the community, to help them along and to support them. So thank you for all you do and that you continue to do. And certainly I'm happy to take some of those tickets and distribute them at the center and wherever we can. And I just want to make a point that it really isn't for just the at-risk youth. It's really for all youth because it encourages all of them and bringing them all together, and they can sort of learn from one another. So again, thank you for coming.
Well, thank you so much. Those very kind words, you know, thank you. Sorry.
Councillor Befford.
Well, very quickly, thanks for coming and for those youngsters that you plan to excite. I think that's terrific, and I truly now know the meaning of having a heavy head.
So, Peter, I got to say thank you, and you're definitely a Caledon champion here, and thank you for what you do, and I know I attended your thing that you had at the Powerade Center, and it was there with my son and a couple other kids, and they thoroughly enjoyed it, and I think it was pretty impactful, especially with the basketball game and everything you've done, and thank you for that, and, you know, it's not only is your business employ a lot of people, you're sure a champion caring for the community. One thing I would like to invite you to, and I'll go back to recreation, but we'd love to have you in attendance for Caledon Day, which is coming up, and we'll make sure we get an invite so that we can have Chris show up and see the kids. But one thing, too, is also through our recreation facilities, we have a lot of networks as well, especially with Youth Fusion out of the Caledon Wellness Center and different things all through Caledon. So we'll definitely reach out to some of the people in 4-H as well so that we get a good cross balance. We'll try to use every ticket that's providing. And if there's anything that you're, you know, driving forward, let us know on the fundraising. Maybe we can feed out to businesses like yourselves to see who can so help support this initiative. And thank you for making this happen.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you very much. And I greatly appreciate everything. I don't take it for granted. You know, I know I've emailed everybody, and I think I've probably half of the GTA telling them we're going to do this huge event, right? You know what I mean? But if we can get everybody together to come together to do something different, we could create this event that's bigger than anybody's ever seen, you know? So God willing, with the blessing of the Pope, right, because the Pope, you know, Sucristo and the gold book and everything, right? We'll bring it back and we'll get started. So thanks again for your time. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. And if there's anything else I can do, just please let me know. You say jump, we say hi. Yeah.
Not a problem, Peter. And for your size, I know you can jump. But I do know, I'll tell you, hiking the top meeting with the Pope. Like, I mean, that's pretty cool, meeting with Pope Francis.
You know, I've been there. This is my fifth time going in 16 months, and you can see it because I put on 25 pounds. And you know, I got to know the homeless people. I got to know the Swiss Guard. I got to know the Italians. I got to know there's rabbis in the Vatican. Like, I got to know everybody. And eventually, they're like, okay, kid, just come. You know what I mean? We'll get you in. So nobody's ever met the Pope in a tracksuit in the history of meeting the Pope. So it's very special and it's an honor, you know what I mean? And the whole idea is when you take a picture with the tracksuit, the kids can relate to it, the Catholic kids or the Christian kids, and they'll say, oh, look, the Pope's cool. If I'm in a suit, sometimes those inner city kids don't relate to suits. So it's very blessed, and I appreciate your prayers. I know a lot of you prayed on this committee here, this group, and prayers go a long way. So I won't bother you anymore. I know you're busy, and I probably talk forever. So thank you so much, and good luck with everybody. I know you guys got a couple busy months ahead of you. So thanks so much.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
Joy to have you. Is there any correspondence regarding the correspondence package that needs to be brought forward? Moved by Councillor DeBoer, second by Councillor McClure, that the correspondence from the Caledon Public Library Board regarding the potential innovation hub be forwarded to staff for consideration. All in favor? Carried. We'll move on to announcements. Councillor DeBoer, since you're the acting mayor, do you have any announcements you want to bring forward? Anybody on that side? No? On this side, any announcements? None? We'll move on to council. And first of all, for announcements, I'd like to bring forward on the proclamations. Note the following proclamations is the Asian Heritage Month of May, Building the Safety Month of May, Foot Health Month is May, Sexual Assault Awareness Month is May, Police Week is May 13th to the 19th, and so that there is an open house at the OPP station on Saturday morning from 10 to 1. So if anybody, and it's open to the public and for kids to come and see what the OPP is all about. National Public Works Week is May 20th to 26th. National Accessibility Week, May 27th to June 3rd. Tourism Week, May 27th to June 2nd, 2018. Youth Day is May 2nd. World Hypertension Day is May 17th. School Crossing Guard Appreciation Day, May 23rd. And you know, we very seldom say thank you for what they look after our youth and our future, and they do a wonderful job, and I don't think we say thank you enough. But anyway, that's what we have for proclamations. Council inquiries. Councillor DeBoer. Councillor Befford.
Thank you. Mayor Thompson, at a previous council meeting with some parents here from Caledon Village, we discussed a notion that has been discussed on several occasions, and it has regard to truck traffic moving from the west of Caledon to the south of Caledon rather than going through the village, going through the gravel pits. And we're talking mainly gravel trucks. Subsequent to that meeting, I did email the mayor's office and ask if we could set that meeting up, and I haven't heard anything. I'm just giving a gentle nudge. Could we at least start some discussions with Lafarge, with ACON, with James Dick, all of the providers, and see if there's anything that we could do? It would certainly assist the people of Caledon Village.
It's in the works.
Thank you.
Trying to get all the everybody together is going to...
Well, if you could notify me...
Absolutely.
It would be great.
We'll make sure you know all about it. Okay, thank you. Anything on this side as well? Council inquiries? Councilor Shaughnessy.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. I, too, support the initiative to have that meeting. My concern is that all those licensed pits have a route that is on their actual license agreement, and to change those is extremely difficult, but it doesn't hurt to try. Always. Okay, two things. I've been getting a lot of calls from people wondering about, Councillor Innes might want to duck, having to do with the house on DG Groups, that historical house, wanting an update on that. What's happening with that? Sorry, Jennifer. How do we get an update on the status of that? They're worried. I've had a number of calls where people are worried that they're going to get bulldozed down. When are we going to know about the status?
Ms. Pollitt?
Sorry, through you, Mayor Thompson, to Councilor Shaughnessy, until they bring in their next submission. In the meantime, the house is listed, so they have to address it, and they can't get a demolition permit in the meantime. So it has to go through the planning process, and they have to bring in their next submission to tell us what their options are for the house.
Great. Thank you very much. And the other one that I tried to get some information on was the Wayside Pit on 24 Highway. It was the Bruce Trail. It's fenced, but I'm getting inquiries from a number of people who hike. The sign, when I went by there the other day, says it's still closed, yet the fence is up. So I'm trying to find out, is everything done as far as rehabilitation goes? And two, when is it going to open up again?
Mr. Wong.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. I'll look into it and send Council an email.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I will now move on to bylaws. Okay. Moved by Councillor Befford, second by Councillor Downey. The following bylaws be read the first time and passed. Bylaw 2018-31. Bylaw 2018-32. Bylaw 2018-33, Bylaw 2018-34, Bylaw 2018-35, Bylaw 2018-36, Bylaw 2018-37, Bylaw 2018-38, Bylaw 2018-39, Bylaw 2018-40, Bylaw 2018-41, Bylaw 2018-42, Bylaw 2018-43. All in favor? Guys, excuse me. Thanks. Do I need to sign? Moved by Councillor Downey, second by Councillor DeBoer. The following bylaw be read the first time and finally passed. Bylaw 2018-43. 44 to confirm the proceedings of the Council for the Corporation of the Town of Caledon at this Council meeting be held the 15th day of May 2018. All in favor? Carried. Okay. Councillor McClure, do you want to move adjournment? Okay. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for coming.